Okay, we'll start with your shaila. Good evening, Rabbi Isai. The shaila was with regards to various attachments, badges, etc., which are commonly worn by professionals, or sometimes you know that Well, one second. What's the SOS tags? I thought you were referring to the one that says. The tags that you clip on over here.
It's like a necklace or a bracelet people wear that would have, I don't know, allergies or diabetic or
okay.
Penicillin allergies. Or things like that.
Okay, so the halacha there is, if it's the kind of, so the halacha there will be that a lot of those that you're referring to, there are slightly different scenarios, but the ones that you're talking about, which are potentially pikuach nefesh questions, and there are things that people wear the entire week, and they will only go out like this the entire week. So there, the consent of the poskim is that it's mutter, and it's considered it's fine. The shaila, which is maybe more of a, which I thought you were asking, which is more of a discussion of the poskim, and a very interesting maskana amongst the contemporary authorities is, say, you know, what are they called?
Oh, I know.
ID cards.
The older people wear if they trip.
No. I'm not talking about any medical purpose. You want to show what profession you are. Look, doctors will go around like this in the hospital and tags, lanyards. Yeah. So the shaila is there. Either they're attached through a clip or with a thing to show your profession or to show
your security level.
Security, exactly. So the shaila is over there. If a person wants to walk around with those, is it permutter or also? Interesting shaila. Why would you be allowed? Why would you want? Oh, yes, that's a very good one, yeah? So what would you tie in? Is it mutter or also? If you're entering the week, it's mutter. So here the post can take a very interesting approach. It's pretty much the consensus of the authorities is as follows. They say as follows. It's very interesting. They say as follows. They say if it's something that you're particularly proud of. So say for instance you are a very senior consultant or you're a doctor and it's something you normally walk around with in a week like that. But more than that, it's something which you take great pride in. So it's halachically categorized as a tachshit. It may not be particularly valuable, this particular tag, but it represents something which makes you particularly. Gives you a gewaltige, great pride and simcha. Therefore, it's categorized as a tachshit. And therefore, it's a jewelry, it's a piece of jewelry. It's cheap jewelry, but it represents something, and therefore, it's a tachshit, poskim amatir. However, if it's not within that category, if it's something, if it's just your profession, and you'd love to have another profession, or it's just the kind of thing that you walk around with for whatever the reason may be, to allow you in, to allow you out, or anything like that, there the halacha is more strict. And that is actually, since it's not considered a tachshit per se, many poskim actually ask for it, and they forbid walking around like this on Shabbos, even though you will walk around like this on weekdays as well. It's not a tachshit. It's a masui, and it's going to be also. Again, but if there is a pikuach nefesh element involved, then there is room for leniency. But one has to be very honest. That's the shaila that Hatzolah, CST, etc., and various other. It's a very subtle balance between what is genuinely within the category of pikuach nefesh, but sometimes at times a little bit far fetched. So one has to always consult rabbinic authority to really know is it considered a pikuach nefesh or is it actually not necessarily pikuach nefesh. But the scenarios you mentioned, the case you mentioned, they are clearly within pikuach nefesh.
What is the position with countries where the Jewish population is much larger than the law of the land that a person should always carry an identity card?
Yeah. Interesting, Shaila. If a person has to... And how is he going to put in his pocket?
Yeah, because he can't really.
Yeah, that don't. Well, it's basically what it means. The law of the land is to carry something, and that would be also the only similar scenario which we found is the Egudim Yerukim, which is the government obliged people to have a stitched on addition onto their garments. There we found that it's mutter because it is mechuba, because it is stitched on, and it is tied on. But if it's not tied on, if it's the kind of thing that you put in your pocket, it will be also, because it's maybe the law of the land. But it's the law of the land to do Hotzah on Shabbos. And that itself wouldn't be permitted. Pardon? So clip-on is might not be strong enough because it's not mechubah. It needs to be, the Shulchan Aruch discusses that it needs to be strongly attached. If it would be something which is literally stitched on or woven on or something like that, then one could l'chayr argue that it's the gzeres malchus and l'chayr would be mutter. But if it's not tight enough, if it's he says mechubah k'tas mutla, if it's something that's a chashash you might take off, then it's going to be awesome. Where is that? There's countries that you need to wear. I know there's been discussions about it, but is it actually law? Yeah, I don't know if there's actually. I know in Eretz Yisrael actually there was talk about it years ago. That, pardon?
Hong
Kong. You need to walk around with an idea. I don't know what they do there. I don't know. Shaila. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know I don't know if there's any hetter. Okay, we are ready for Sif Lamed Gimel, which is the following. Osolotis b'Shabbos b'Mois. So it's Simon Shin Aleph, top of the page, Sif Lamed Gimel. Osolotis b'Shabbos b'Mois, or b'Kesev Ezov at Furim b'Vigdoy. One is not allowed to go out with money or silver or gold, which is tofu, which is woven in, woven in Bevigdon in his garment. We spoke about a similar scenario yesterday. So that the reason for that is that it's not bottle. It's a davar choshev. It's valuable items. And just because it's it's tied in a kind of pocket in your garment, that doesn't make it mutter. The Yesh Matirim Mokum said, however, the Ramah says that at times, if there's a huge financial loss involved, that you may are concerned that maybe you're going to lose it altogether. This is your future. This is your financial security, and you're worried about it. Then at times it's mutter to actually walk out like this. V'yesh matim some allow it. Pemakom said if you're concerned about losing it, shiore you're concerned. Shiigzim menet it's going to get stolen. Im yanichem bevais if you keep it in your house, you know your house is potentially threatened of being having gneva. You know if you keep it in your house, it's going to get stolen. So the only way to be safe about it is by walking around with it. If you walk out with it. If you walk out with it, it's the only safe, that's the only protection for me getting stolen. Yes, it's mutter. Again, that's the minute. To be lenient, if you must walk out. Because if you can remain in your house and it remains safe and you remain safe by looking after it in your house, then it's going to be mutter. Don't go out. If you can look after you protect your values, your valuable items in your house, then by all means stay in your house. But if you can look after it in your house, then it's the best. But if you have to leave your house, and not, no, we're not talking about any pikuach nefesh. They're not going to kill him. But they know that they're after his money, and they know that if he's going to leave the house unattended, it's going to be there's going to be a burglary. If you're safe, they're not gonna start on you. They're not gonna start on your money.
If you're safe in your house,
you should stay there.
You should stay there.
If you have to leave the house for whatever reason, you have to leave your house. You must leave the house, such as, or maybe because you are worried about those gun of him. Or if you have to leave the house, you must leave the house. Then you're allowed to leave out in this case as well of having these coins and these valuables, gold and silver in your garments. But if you can look after it, if you can save it, if you can keep it in your house safely, then obviously you should do that. The reason why it's a problem is because it's loy botle lebeged mishtabusif kotn kuf chaf base says otzalot says loy botle legabe beged. It's not bottled towards the beged. K'moshad over tofu b'seicha beged. Normally we find somebody which is stitched onto the garment normally becomes bottle to the garment. Right? I mean anything that is normally stitched onto the garment is normally mutter. I don't have to tear out this label. I don't need it. I don't have to. Why not? Precisely because I don't need it. So it's bottled to the garment. It's stitched on. And it's bottled. It's bottled. It's not relevant. I don't have any interest in it. Therefore, the pockets. I don't need all those pockets. But they are stitched on, and I don't care about it. So it becomes bottled. So, however, over here it's different. Over here, just because it's stitched on, you have put the coins, and you have. It doesn't become bottled. It's too valuable. It's just simply too valuable to become bottled. It's worth a fortune. Therefore, it's not bottle. So the fact that you have stitched it on doesn't help. It's valuable. So the only thing is that it's medraban and b'makom pseida. If you're concerned about a huge financial loss, chachamim were matir. See if lamed dalit. because it's not the normal way of yeah. Yeah. Now the Mishnah it's Sif Lamed Dalet. Sif Lamed Dalet Yoytze Oto Besuda. Excuse me. Yoytze Oto Besuda. I'm a couple of Sifoi. This is talking about a kind of Suda. A Suda is a kind of head covering scarf-ish kind of cover that covers your head and your neck as well. So, like a kind of scarf kind of thing. And a person is allowed to walk out with a yotze odo besudo. A person is allowed to walk out with this sudo. Hamakupal al tsefu, which is folded on your shoulders. Afalpi, although. She'ein nimo krucho loy al etzpo. Although, there is no thread tied to your finger. So, because there's a man in the Gemara that holds that this sudo is only mutter to walk out with if there is a thread or a string attached around your finger. And that's the way you walk out just in case it flies off or anything like that. So you have it tied onto your finger. So that's one man in the Gemara. We don't paskin that needs to be a thread attached to your finger. So even if it's stum on your head and your neck, and there's no thread attached to your, attached onto your finger. Nevertheless, it's mutter to work out with. Although there's no thread tied onto your finger. If however this sudah does not cover roishoy, his head, the majority of his body, also majority of his of the relevant area, which is the shoulder and the head, he doesn't cover most. It also lots of his boy. Then it's also and him can so if it's not covering the majority, if you kind of you just put it around the neck. And it's not covering the majority of your head and your shoulder. It's just like, it's not that cold. You're just having it around your neck. Then it must be tied. Then, im kosha shnei roishav lemato make safe of, zem zed, it needs to be tied.
Why should it be different to a scarf? That was
mitzvah. Because a, well, who says it's different? What point is different?
Well, a scarf, you could just clap around your neck.
Yeah.
Problem. Here, so you have to tie it up, because it's on your head.
Yeah.
So there seems to be enough
of
it when it really is just a
type of
scarf.
Yeah, because the scarf is intended to only be covering that area that it is covering. Here, a sudo is something which really... So since you're not covering the regular way, you're only using the neck area as opposed to the whole thing. Therefore, you need to ensure that it's tied. Okay. It's not meant to... A scarf is in itself only meant to be covering that. Sif Lamedei. Levodim HaKoshim. Felt. Felt. The material, felt. Felt. Levodim akoshim, so you've got sheet materials which are made out of felt. Also lavion brushus rabim, don't walk out with felt around your body. In brushus rabim, oibakamis, even in a kamelis, don't walk out with this. Kshumut of ben, when you're covered up with this felt, but you can't be too comfortable. But let's say it's very cold, it probably keeps you warm, no? Felt. No? So don't, if you're covering the cover with felt, don't walk out with this. But if it's not so hard, it's more on the soft side, then you're allowed to walk out with it. What's the difference? Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Lamed explains, Levodim HaKoshim, She'en Derech Malbush Melevodim HaKoshim V'Ave Kemasui V'Oso. If you've got felt around your body, come on, that's not a regular way of walking around. It's hard, it's irregular, then it's also, even in a Karmelis, never mind in a Rosh Hashanah. You can't walk around, you're wrapped up in a felt. It's original, it's not normal. It's masui, it's carrying. If it's quite soft though, then it's a kind of material, you're wrapping yourself in a kind of material. It's quite regular because it's soft. It's quite a regular way of walking around. And therefore, it's mutter. That's Sif Lamed Dalet. Sif Lamed Hei. Sif Lamed Vav. That's now a key shaila. Sif Lamed Vav brings us into a very, very key shaila. You had to walk out with two jumpers.
Yes.
Yes, two jumpers. What if it is in the summer? What if it is that you don't really need both jumpers, but you know that your brother on the other side of Edgware needs a jumper and you don't really need it, but you're walking with two jumpers because you bring him one. So you can't carry it. You're allowed to. What about two coats? Same thing as mutter. What about two belts? One on top of the other? Two jumpers also not normal. Two jumpers not normal either.
No, two
okay, so what are two coats? Agreed. Two coats.
That is also possible.
It's possible? Rare, but possible.
It's possible. More than two belts.
Yeah, two belts is...
I would think, or two hats. Supposing I wore
two hats will be also. It's unusual, unlikely. So two hats is also, two belts is also. Two coats and two jumpers will be muta. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Muta lot says, Pershus b'Shabbos b'shnei malbushim zel gabei zeh. A person is allowed to walk out with two malbushim zel gabei zeh, two identical garments, one on top of the other. Is muta. Beile tzorkoi, whether it's for your own needs and requirements, beile tzorich chaveroi, whether it's for somebody else's requirements. So like the case I mentioned earlier, you need to bring a second coat to your friend on the other side of Edgware. You need to walk, it's raining, you know he doesn't have a coat. You're putting two coats on, one your own, one his coat. You're bringing your second coat. Yes, two malbushim is mutter, even if it's not for your own needs and requirements, but your friends, you're allowed to walk two coats on top of the other. Beile tzorich chaveroi. And the Mishneh Berurah says, in Sikkot Kuflam and Beis, a key Mishneh Berurah, mamash a key Mishneh Berurah, pene tzorei chaveiro, af al gav, although, she'ein loi, shum hanah bezeh, he's got absolutely no benefit in the second coat. I don't need the second coat. I don't need the second pair of socks. I don't need the second cardigan that I'm wearing. I don't need to. Nevertheless, you're wearing it because of your friend who needs it. Afilo achilo mechzik masui. It's not considered. It's not also mederaisa. It's not a masui. It's a garment. It's not a masui. It's a garment. And not only mederabonon. Kivan derdech malbushu. Because at the end of the day, it's a regular garment worn in a regular fashion, worn in a regular place. So therefore, this is mamash important shulchan aruch. Malbush al gabe malbush is muta. Two garments on top of the other is muta. Bein letzoy koi, whether you need it, bein letzoy chaver, whether it's somebody else. Bein shen shnei chalukim, whether it's two chalukim, bein shen shnei sabolim, perish sabolim. What about undergarments? Please excuse my shaila, undergarments. Exactly. Absolutely correct. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Pein shem shnei chalukim, which is the undergarments. Pein shem shnei bolim, which is the overgarments. Whatever you're wearing, you are allowed. If it's undergarments too, if you're allowed to add, it's quite, as you're saying, it is at times normal thing to do, and therefore it's mutter always. Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. We will get to that. It's a full Shulchan Aruch. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. But now, Bein Shem Shnei Chagoi Zeh Al Gabezu. Shulchan Aruch is Matir, two belts, one on top of the other. So if I have one belt, and I put another identical belt on top of that belt, that is Mutter. Keep that in mind, Rabbi Yosef, keep that in mind for the Shabbos belt child, which we'll discuss. Bein Shem Shnei Chagoi Zeh Al Gabezu. Yes, one belt on top of the other belt is Mutter. Afilu Ein Malbush Mafsik Benem. Even if there is no garment interrupting between them, intervening between them. So even if you've got two belts, literally one belt on top of the other belt, that is muta akon shulchan aruch. Says the Ramon, no, hold on a second, that doesn't make sense. Top of page 166. V'yesh oimrem, some say, v'yesh oisrem, some say, shtei chagoi zeh al gabzu. Some say that, no. Two belts, that doesn't make sense. Two coats, the Ramon says, I hear that. Two jumpers, I hear that. Two pairs of socks, I am okay with that. Two shirts, I hear that. Put two belts on top of the other, says the no. That doesn't make sense. That's also yesh oisrim. Elohim Kain, there's an etzer though. There's an etzer. He said, however, if Elohim Kain malbush mafsik beinayim, I understand that one belt on top of the other belt is also, unless there's a beggar mafsik beinayim. Says the Rama, if I've got a garment in between, there's material, there's a garment in between them, then yes, I do hear it, says the Rama. So again, Shulchan Aruch says that two coats on top of the other is muta. Two jumpers on top of the other, two socks, underwear, whatever it is, everything too is muta. That's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. So the Rama disagrees with one thing only. He says two belts on top of the other is also. All the other garments is takemuta. Belts, you have to be careful, you have to make sure you don't have one belt on top of the other. But even the Ramo is Matir, and he says two belts on top of the other will be muta if you've got a bag and mafsik b'nayim. If there's two garments, you've got one belt for your trousers, and you've got another belt for your coat, that, he says, there's garments in between, and therefore it's muta. V'chein roi linoik, and the Ramo paskens, you've got to be makpid on that. You've got to be makpid on that. You can't just have one belt on top of the other. Only if you've got a beget mafsik b'neihem, who mutter lilboish, And now, going back to your question, and it is permitted to wear shnei koifim zelzeh. You're allowed to wear two hats on top of the other. Oh. 1 second. You're allowed to wear two hats on top of the other. V'chein shnei anpalios, and also two socks, one on top of the other, zimutah as well. There's lots to be discussed over here. Let's stop for a minute. Let's just hold on. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I would like to understand what's the difference in the Ramah's opinion between the two belts and the two coats. What's the difference? What's the difference?
Purpose.
The belt has a purpose. So if you go according to, very good. So Mr. Vine, let me ask you a shaila. He makes a lot of sense. But let me ask you, if that's the case, why is the bag in Mafsik Benayim help, according to the Ramah?
Because by having them, you've got hold your belt up, and you've got a set shirt. You're holding your shirt in place with the second belt. It's got a purpose.
It's got a new purpose now. So the first belt's purpose is to keep the trousers in its right place. And the second belt, which is a tie. Okay, let's leave out the tie a second. Let's leave the tie for a second because that's a bit controversial. But certainly, I'm not talking about the Shabbos belt yet. I'm talking about genuine belt for coat. You know, coat belt. Keeps your kilogram. Very good. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Lamed Gimel. Second line. In our editions. Well, what do you tie? How are you with the second belt? Yeah? Well,
I wasn't going to ask that.
Yeah, what were you asking?
I was going to say, in all these cases, does it make a difference when you're, if it's on Shabbos, what about when it's, say you're walking, you're going for a walk, and it's Shabbos, and by the time you get a destination, it's not going to be Shabbos.
It makes no difference in terms of Shtecha Guzlabs. No, it makes no difference.
It's Mabush.
No. Yeah. It doesn't make a difference. You may be referring to another shayla of having Shabbos belt in the first place, which you don't need at all. If you wear Shabbos belt purely for the, and you don't need it on Shabbos anymore, then it's the shayla of achona, but that's we leave that out for now. That's what we need to. Okay, sikuf lamed gimel. V'yesh oisrin shtei chagurois. Some ask the shtei chagurois. Chaim, what do you tell? You more on the Shulchan Aruch side or more on the Ramah side about the two belts? But let's see what the Ramah says. V'loi domini shtei malbushim. There's a big distinct difference between the two belts and the two clothes. What's the difference? The two belts and the two coats. It is very common to wear two jumpers. Not very common, but it is normal to wear two coats, or even two shirts, two socks, because of the cold. But what's the benefit of having two belts, one on top of the other? It makes absolutely no sense. No normal, sensible person will put two belts on one on top of the other. It's not a norm to walk around like this. It's a masu. Now, with regards to this generic statement of it's not the norm of wearing two belts, but it is the norm of wearing two garments, there is a little bit of an element of a chiddush here. Because what happens if you're wearing two coats when it's not cold? And you're simply wearing it for your friend. He's forgotten his coat in your house and you bring it, whatever. Right. Or what if it is a two jackets, which is quite rare to wear. It's not normal to wear two jackets on top of the other. It is. So all this is going to be mutter. It's mutter even if it's not cold, even if it's not. Because at the end of the day, it's two malbushim, which is regular malbushim worn in the regular place. And if it is cold, theoretically people could wear it like that. And therefore it is mutter. But however, the belts, it's completely, there's no ta'elis whatsoever in it. It doesn't help for the cold, and it doesn't help for holding up your trousers. It doesn't help for anything. It's just two belts, one on top of the other. It's always going to be also. It's a masui. Now, the Mishnah Berurah then goes into greater detail, and he says that it's m'dereisa d'rabbanon. I want to for a second now speak about the Shabbos belt. Looking at what we're saying now, what do you tell about the Shabbos belt? What do you tell? Good. Now,
it can't be one belt.
Right. So I want to just mention over here my personal opinion about the Shabbos belt shayla controversy. Normally, let's talk about various scenarios. You've got the scenario which don't see many people anymore like this, but certainly it's certainly the best way of doing things. If a person needs a Shabbos belt, is to replace his normal belt with a Shabbos belt. It's that's definitely the ideal way of doing things, because then you've got a genuine belt and he does it. It's a proper hanor. It's the best way. It's very uncommon, but that's definitely the best way of doing things. Now, if you want to rely on the if you're using the belt on top of your regular the Shabbos belt on top of your regular belt, so we have to keep in mind that the Shulchan Aruch holds that it's mutter even if you put one belt on top of the other. So Sfardish Yidden have don't have anything to worry about. They can literally put the Shabbos belt on top of the regular belt and they're fine. But according to Ashkenazi Yidden, Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says, Chagur is a problem unless there's a hefsek baget. The reason why you need a hefsek baget is because ma hanoa yesh bazeh. What you don't have any. There's no benefit in having one belt on top of the other belt unless there's a separate garment in between. Now I must say that Ramosha speaks about the Shabbos belt on top of the tie. What do you think about it? It's a bit dodgy. It's a bit weak. Because I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why it's a bit weak. Ramosh, I know there's matirim, I know there's poskim matir. If you're quite happy to walk around like this for the rest of the week, and you don't necessarily need, you know, there are people who are having these clips. Okay, fine. So I hear that on Shabbos he replaces his clip with his Shabbos belt. Okay, I hear that. You know, perhaps I can hear it. But if the rest of the week you're not particularly bothered about the tie. Is this considered a hano? Is this considered a? Is it a benefit? Is it a benefit? You're having the Shabbos belt on top of the tie. I mean, it's hard to understand that it's a genuine hano. It's hard to. They do it for the tie. I mean, I'm not saying it's. I feel a bit uncomfortable about such a heta. I feel that it's not genuine. What about if you're putting it on top of the coat or on top of the jacket? What's more common? On top of the coat or on top of the jacket?
What's it depending on summer or winter?
Okay, fine, good. So let's talk. So here, the poskim say that since Lemaisa, there is something about having it closed off. It is closed, and there's a certain amount of comfort in belting yourself, there's a comfort. Therefore, and there's a hefsek baget in between. So therefore, the poskim are matir. I must say, I'm personally a bit reluctant. I personally have a bit of a difficulty with it because when we talk about bgodim in the times of Shulchan Aruch, they were very large and open bgodim. Nowadays, they're much more, they are fitted, right? They're not tailor-made. They're not personalized, individualized. But at the end of the day, they fit much better. There's much less benefit and tzorich and requirement to having them tied on by means of a belt. It is a chiddush. I mean, I don't know. It's my personal, I don't know. What do you think? Yeah, so if you're replacing a belt, you say you've got a coat belt and you're taking the belt off and you're putting instead of that a Shabbos belt, okay, I can hear that. You know, you're using a belt for its purpose. But if your emissary it's fitted and you've got buttons, but you're using the buttons because you could use the buttons, but you're using the buttons because you want to use a Shabbos belt. That's considered a hefsek baget. It's mutter, according to most poskim. I must just point out that I find it an element of Chiddush. Chaim, what do you tell me? Yeah? Yeah.
What about going around twice?
It's a stretched heter. if you're not actually tying yourself, if it's loose, then it's very hard to be matir because there's mamash no hano in it. And then it's tight?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
there's no begging in between.
No begging in between, it's also. It's also according to Rama. You need a hefsek baget.
Yeah.
It's no hefsek baget. But why is that? What garment is there in between?
No.
So it's also.
No, you've got a coat on top, yeah?
Yeah.
You want to go because it's too big for that, so you put it around twice.
And now there's a hefsek baget?
Yeah.
Yeah? No, and it's tight? I don't get it.
It's the same belt,
but you go around twice. Yeah, if I'm understanding you correctly, it means you have a belt and then you have a coat and the coat is tied with it. You just have to go tie. Yeah, okay, that will be the Ramo. The Ramo is matter that, right? Lechoya. Yeah, if you're using it, if there's any benefit in doing it, it's well established in Kaisol, all the Shabbos belts. It's very well established. I think that what the poskim say, and that's definitely a very, very strong svara, that if you've got a place that there's an eruv, I saw this in many poskim, if there's a place that is an eruv and you want to be machmi on the eruv, then you can be makel. You can certainly be makel with all of that because the eruv, you're machmi on the eruv, but for chumra, you can certainly be. But if you're really talking about proper shyness of Roshus Rabim de Reise and proper Otsar B'Shabbos, it's something which I think there's an element of a kula within this minig. Okay, this is what we covered tonight. We spoke about the tied coins and silver, which is tied in the bag, which is not bottle, and although it's stitched on, but it's not bottle, and it's choshev, and therefore it's also to walk around like this. We spoke about the mokum pseidish haila. We spoke about the soda, which is the heck and the head and the neck. That it's mutter, unless, but if it's not covering much, then it's going to be also. We spoke about the felt, which is also if it's soft, then it's mutter. We spoke about malbush zel gabezeh, which is mutter according to Shulchan Aruch and all circumstances, and according to Ramah, chagur is also, unless it's a hefsik baget. More on this tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.